Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Praise the Lord and happy Monday, everyone. Praise our Lord. Come on, just wherever you are, start it off right now with giving God praise. This is truly another day that the Lord has blessed us, that the Lord has given us life, and He is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of our everyday lives to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchsuitsforme.com, with everything from clergy wear, first lady designer suits, lay members, auxiliaries, hats, and more. Everything that you need to bring out your best me is available on churchsuitsforme.com. So visit our sponsor. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is sacrifice and freedom. Sacrifice and freedom. How apropos as we go into celebrating Independence Day on Wednesday, or the 4th of July, as some of us call it. Sacrifice and freedom. And we're coming from John 3:16 and 2 Corinthians 3:17. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire as well as Pillow Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study with me. For Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. when I'm live, you can call in. The number is 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in when I'm live, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern by following the podcast. Do that by texting the message or the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, and each day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, a recording of that day's teaching will be text to you. Again, that's text the letters or message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text showing that you're following. Now, the great thing is that's the same call-in and follow information for Pillow Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, which is held every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. You don't want to miss it, because we are really talking about grown folks topics with real talk, real issues from a biblical perspective. There's no topic off limits. And unlike on Daily Fire, I actually take your questions, comments, and feedback live on air. So we are really having true Bible study tonight. That starts at 10 p.m. Again, the call-in information is the same, 323-870-4180. But your best bet is to go ahead and text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222 so that you will receive a text tonight when we go live, and that text will include the dial-in number as well as a link to tune in online. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, fueledfire.com, FueledFire.com, fueledfire.com. I am in John 3:16, reading from the KJV. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 2 Corinthians 3:17, also from the KJV. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Sacrifice and freedom. Today is July 1st, and we are preparing in just a few days. I think I said Wednesday, but it's really Thursday, to celebrate July 4th, or the 4th of July, as some people call it. It is our Independence Day celebration. And on that day, we celebrate the independence of our country from British rule. And we celebrate that document, that famous document, authored by our forefathers, known as or entitled the Declaration of Independence. And so many years ago, centuries ago, in 1776, our independence as a nation, of course, then there were only, you know, around 13 colonies, but our independence was declared that we were free, and that the freedom that the nation had obtained was based on the sacrifice of the lives given by so many to fight for our freedom. Because without sacrifice, there is no true freedom. Without sacrifice, there is no true liberty. Sacrifice and freedom. Come on and just give God praise right now. So in John 3:16 that I read unto you, we read the biblical record of the ultimate sacrifice for God, our Father, our forefather, so loved us that he gave his only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross, to be the ultimate sacrifice, so that all of us, those afar off, as well as those who were there, would have the ability to receive everlasting life. Not perish, not go to hell, but to receive not only life here naturally on earth, but everlasting life in the afterlife with him, sacrifice. Hallelujah. Then in 2 Corinthians 3:17, I read unto you what Paul said, now God is that Spirit. What Spirit? That all-encompassing Spirit of peace, and that all-encompassing Spirit of anointing, that all-encompassing Spirit of salvation, that all-encompassing Spirit of deliverance. And because of that, wherever his Spirit is, there is what? Paul said there is liberty. There is freedom. Hallelujah. There is joy and there is peace. Why so? Because we know that the ultimate sacrifice has already been paid. The declaration of our independence has already been authored and executed and enacted into spiritual law, so that where God is, the sacrifice granted us the freedom. Wherever his spirit is, wherever, I said, his spirit is. If his spirit is with you in the car, there's liberty. If his spirit is with you on your job, there is freedom. Wherever you take God with you, because hopefully he abides in you, he lives in you. Why? Because you have accepted him as your Savior. Then wherever you are, that's where God is. And wherever God is, the sacrifice to grant you your independence for victory has already taken place, so that wherever you stand, glory, the liberty of God is over your life. The liberty, the freedom to believe and to praise. The freedom to pray and to intercede. The freedom to receive the blessings of Christ. The freedom, hallelujah, to understand that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It doesn't mean that the weapons won't form, because sacrifice requires fighting against an enemy, which means that weapons have formed. But no, it means that the victory is already there. Whatever it is that you are needing from the Lord, the sacrifice has already been page. So all you have to do is celebrate the freedom, celebrate the blessings, celebrate the liberty. Get out your spiritual fireworks and praise him. Wave your flag of Christianity and praise him. Come on and celebrate. Get out your spiritual barbecue and baked beans, potato salad, corn on the cob, lemonade, sweet iced tea. Yes, you know I'm from Alabama. It's a southern thing, isn't it? Get your 4th of July outfit on spiritually and just begin to praise him. Celebrate. You don't even have to wait until the 4th of July. Today you can celebrate the freedom of Christ. Hallelujah. To go forth and sin no more. To go forth and receive blessings. To go forth and stand firm against the enemy. To go forth and stand in your faith that whatever it is you've asked of God, in accordance with his will, it will be done. Receive it. Celebrate it. Receive it. Celebrate it. What did I say? Receive it. Celebrate it. Come on, say it with me. Receive it. Celebrate it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. We receive your blessings. We celebrate you today, Father. We thank you for the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ, your Son, so that we could have everlasting life. We don't have to live in hell here on earth, and we don't have to live in hell after we die, but we get to walk the streets of gold, to rest in the arms of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, because even on this earth, we are more than conquerors. Father, we praise you for the sacrifice. Now we are free. Now we have the independence from the world. Now we celebrate our liberty. Now we celebrate your goodness. We celebrate your name. We celebrate, Father, that we are blessed going in and blessed coming out, that our seed is blessed, our womb is blessed. Everything we need, everything we touch, everything we plan, everything we strategize is blessed. We receive it, we celebrate it. Receive, we celebrate. Receive, we celebrate. We receive and we celebrate. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on and just praise them. Receive what you've been asking for and celebrate it right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to do the altar call. Keep praising. And then we'll end with your tithe. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, I want to bring you into everlasting life. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Come on, keep praising him. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I have sacrifice and freedom. I receive and I celebrate. Say it again. I receive and I celebrate. I receive and I celebrate. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I receive and I celebrate. Now listen, before I give you your task, and we will end. Tonight is Pillow Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. It's only 30 minutes. We're going to finish up or try to finish up because that was some great teaching last Monday, which was the first Pillow Talk. We were the topic was let's talk about sex. We're talking about marital sex, infidelity or adulteral sex, same sex, fornication, single sex. We're talking about sex, real issues with real perspective, grown folks. Pillow Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, and you're able to call in on air or tune in online. You'll be able to ask your own questions. You won't have to say your name or anything. I won't even know who you are, and that's the way the system is set up, and we're going to have some real talk. Now, it's only 30 minutes, so you want to make sure you tune in on time. Text the message, DF, for Daily Fire, to 33222 now so that you will not only receive the recording of this teaching, but at 10 p.m. when I go live, you'll receive a reminder text. It'll have the telephone number. You can just click it and call in. It'll have an online link. You can just click it, and you'll be tuned in online. And you can also type your questions in online as well. All right? Now, I love you. Remember, our topic for today is sacrifice and freedom. Your task for today is twofold. Number one, receive and celebrate the liberty and blessings of God over your life today. And number two, make sure you tune in at 10 p.m. to Pillow Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. All right, I will see you tonight at 10 p.m.